This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Hey there, Dave.
The utility National Grid has a plan to overhaul the electricity transmission and distribution systems on Aquidneck Island. And National Grid spokesperson David Graves is our guest to talk about that. David, welcome back.
Thank you, Dave.
It's quite an undertaking.
It's a significant project. It's a $93 million project. It's going to take about 5 years to complete. It's going to be an overhaul of the, as you said, the transmission system, upping power coming onto the island from 69,000 volts to 115,000 volts. It's going to mean building two new substations, restructuring two others, and decommissioning four substations, four rather old substations that are on the island, and taking those offline, deconstructing them, and running with a new substation in Newport.
Before we get into the project itself, what kind of approvals are needed for the project as a whole or parts of it, state, local, federal combination?
It's primarily state. It's the Energy Facility Siting Board, particularly on the new substations. They have to approve that expenditure. There are construction permits that will have to be secured in at least two of the communities in Newport and Middletown. We already have a zoning change in place in Newport for construction of the new substation in Newport on Connell Highway, so that has been taken care of. So we're ready to begin construction as soon as we get those permits in place, and that hopefully is going to start sometime toward the end of this year.
So no anticipation of a lengthy approval process?
No, not really. It's not a federal, it's not a FERC filing where you have to, you know, go to Washington and explain what you're all about. It's all on island. It is transmission, but again, it's on island, and it can be ready to go starting this year.
Now, you said that you're decommissioning some facilities. So just how old were these facilities?
Older than us. We have one substation that was built in 1941, one in 1946, one in 1949. Now, obviously, over the years, these have been upgraded. New equipment has been added throughout the years, but we are at the point where they're out of date. They are not state-of-the-art. They cannot handle the added capacity that is really what's driving this project, is the need to bring more electricity onto the island as the demand has grown. Right now, we have to plan for a peak period, a peak day, and that typically occurs sometime in July and August. And right now, we're peaking at about 147 megawatts during those summer days. That's up 50 megawatts since 1990 on Aquidneck Island. And we anticipate in the next 5 to 6 years, we're going to need capacity to handle another 20 megawatts of power to meet the growing demand on the island.
That's not even really driven by population increase either.
No, right? So the population has increased by perhaps a couple of thousand in the past 7 or 8 years. So it's really, it's how people are using their electricity. I think anyone who's driven down East Main or West Main Road will see what used to be farmland or nursery land has been developed into condos and single-family residences. All of those are now using central air, which is an anomaly, something that 20 years ago didn't happen in New England. Now everyone wants to have central air. There's also, you know, tremendous demand, big screen TVs, computers, all of that, that increases the demand. And again, we have to meet that capacity. That's our responsibility. So that's what makes this project so vital, because we're getting to the point where we are going to go beyond what the system can handle.
All of a sudden, we're getting the news that you're basically going to rewire Aquidneck Island and the three towns. Is this idea something that came on quickly? Has it been proposed through the years? What's the status on how you came to reach this decision?
Planning on this began about 7 years ago when we started recognizing that, obviously, when we were looking at that growth from 1990, and we look out 5 years and see where we are. So we knew 7 years ago that something needed to be done. It's an older system. It could be done in individual projects, individual substations, perhaps. Maybe we'll could do the transmission line, which is about 4 miles through Portsmouth, and then do the distribution at another point. But it really makes sense that when you're building an integrated system to have all of the parts in place, all of the parts functioning in harmony, and all of the work done to mitigate any inconvenience for the people on the island. Obviously, it's so important with the tourist industry, but also any resident of the island just to get around, because there is going to be some construction on the roadways, next to the roadways, particularly along West Main Road, for a new distribution line that's going to come in. So we want to get this done now. We want to get it done as efficiently as possible.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, and we're speaking with David Graves of National Grid.
So, David, so now we're, you know, National Grid is committed to this major project on Aquidneck Island. It's been spending a good chunk of money on the mainland. Are there any other, coming from Warwick up through the western part of the state, are there any major projects that you guys, if you're projecting out into the future, that you see you might need to start thinking about?
Well, we do. We do a five-year plan for what we call our infrastructure safety and reliability plan. That basically is our capital expenditures for each fiscal year. Every year we put a plan together. It's submitted to the division and the Division of Public Utilities and the PUC in October. We work with the division. We have our wish list, what we think needs to be done. The division sees what projects they think are essential. We've been working through that. We've come to what we think is an agreement where we're looking at spending about $73.3 million in the coming fiscal year. Our fiscal year is April 1 to March 30th, and we expect to spend approximately $73.3 million statewide on projects. About $17 million of that in the coming fiscal year will be dedicated to the Aquidneck Island project. But we have expansion and improvement programs at places like Kent County Sub on Cohasset Road in Warwick, our Johnston Sub, Kilvert Street, which is, I think, so important to the development of that section of Warwick, in the development of that and the growth of that area. We have projects all across the state that are going to be funded through this ISR, Infrastructure Safety and Reliability Plan.
Returning to Aquidneck Island, any plans to bury any of the transmission lines in the upgrade?
The good news is that the transmission line, there are two of them that run from a substation in the in northern end of Portsmouth down to another substation that's on the Portsmouth-Middletown border, is on an existing right-of-way. There's already a transmission line there. What we're going to be doing is boosting, reconductoring, as we say. We're going to be putting in new power lines to upgrade them from the 69,000 volts that they carry now to the 115,000 volts. So that'll be above ground. Most of this will be above ground. I think where people will notice is along West Main Road, where there are already poles along the length of West Main, and we're going to be putting new poles in along West Main, a little higher, a little bigger, a little stronger, wood, but to carry the additional weight of that new power line.
What should a resident or a business owner expect when the project comes to their street? What's that going to look like?
Well, when it comes to their street, it's West Main Road, and we'll be putting in, at that point, it's really an above-ground project where there won't be a lot of excavation that's going to be going on, won't be ripping up the roadways, sidewalks, hopefully not blocking anyone's driveway or any access to anyone's business. What they will see are new poles that are going up. They'll see us running a lot of wire. And that's just on down to the new Newport Sub on Connell Highway. And then within both Newport and Middletown, we're going to do some extensive upgrades of the distribution system. Those are the lines that run through the neighborhoods along the streets to people's houses. Again, we have every piece of equipment has a certain capacity. It's built to handle a certain amount of electricity. We have to increase the capacity of those power lines, so we're going to have to make improvements on the distribution system, too.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there. We're out of time. Our guest has been David Graves, spokesperson for National Grid. Also, thanks to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News. I'm Dave Fallon. This is Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.
Support for The Bottom Line comes from Bank RI, a local bank creating financial solutions to help small businesses grow and succeed. More at bankri.com.